Right now, whatever signatures we have are considered unverified until Mr. Becker goes through those and makes sure that each person that signed to those lives within our district and follows all the procedures. The name, address, the phone number is all correct. Once that's done, I do believe that our school board has to then approve it. And once that happens, then it'll be going from there to the county auditor. It has to be there at a certain period of time to be able to put that on the ballot to be voted on in November. So as of right now, I don't know what our unverified numbers are. I'm guessing in the next couple of weeks, Mr. Becker will come out with some information about that to be able to say these numbers, and then obviously school board will be involved in that information as well.